Welcome to Scooby Duo! Welcome back. And now it's Scooby Trio.
Another Scooby Trio today?
Yeah.
Who do we have as our guest this week?
Sarah.
Sarah,
hello,
noted Scooby-Doo fan and expert.
Yeah.
From Seattle, Washington. How are you, Sarah?
Oh, gosh, I'm great. I love the Scoob. I just love being on your show, too. So this is kind of a huge deal for me. So thank you for inviting me.
We heard you have a live for Scooby tattoo on your ankle. Is that true?
It's on my back, actually, because I wanted it to be big. Yeah.
How big is it?
Oh, you know, 4 by 5 inches.
Okay, that's a good sign. That's cool. We'll post that in the show notes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Nick, what's special about the episode we're going to review?
It's a wax phantom. There's a wax phantom?
There is a wax phantom. It's called Don't Fool with the Phantom, but isn't it the last episode of season 2?
Yes, it is the last episode.
Yeah, of the initial run of Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? So after that, they took like a year or two break. Maybe a year, and cranked out a new series.
So, which is the Scooby-Doo show.
Yeah. And honestly, it just slid slowly down in quality. Eh, I guess there were some good Scooby-Doo movies are kind of funny at times. But anyway, this is the end of season 2.
Let's start. So they are at, is it Jerry? No.
Well, they're at KLM Studios.
What, Jimmy Sands?
Johnny Sands. It looks like a
dance
kind of
show?
An American Bandstand type show.
Mm-hmm. And Scooby and Shaggy are using. And what were they dancing with? Like, couldn't tell what they were dancing with.
They started to eat it, too.
Johnny Sands says they're doing a taffy dance, as if that's something people do. I don't know. Is that
dance or something?
Was that a thing?
I don't remember that. But,
I don't either. They looked ridiculous doing it.
Yes, they did.
And first you see Daphne and Fred dancing, and they're doing a great job. And then they cut to Scooby and Shaggy, and they're, if you haven't seen it, they have a huge wad of taffy. They're dangling it around their body while they dance. Mm-hmm. It's a bizarre spectacle, and Roger and Roger Stevens, the station manager, is watching, and he says, "Well, that's different." And he's smiling right behind him.
America's Got Talent. I mean, you couldn't look away.
Yeah, like, no, yeah, it was.
There, what is that? I thought it was spaghetti at one point.
Right, and then they start eating it.
Yeah, strange.
You're right. It's more AGT than American Bandstand. They were ahead of their time, I think. Shag and Scoob.
Yeah, any other contestants? Only Fred and Daphne and Scooby and Shaggy. And that's when the lights go out, right?
Yes.
Lights go out and they flip back on.
Well, they go back or out twice, I think.
Yeah, but they come back on pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And there's suddenly what Fred calls a shapeless thing standing there. I can't remember exactly what happens. Doesn't he just scare people?
And then Johnny Sands and Stevenson disappear.
Oh, right.
But and then
where does the Phantom go, though? Do the lights go back on?
Yeah, he just disappears when the lights go back on.
Right. So pretty creepy.
So then they meet.
Johnny Sands is actually Casey Kasem's voice.
Yeah. In fact,
I thought that was interesting. It's like his normal voice, not his.
Definitely his voice. And he's a radio DJ, so he really did not have to stretch for that role. But it just shows you what a good voice actor is, because when Johnny Sands is talking to Shaggy, I mean, it's the same guy, so same voice actor. And Shaggy's such a different voice, so. Yeah, he was good.
He did simultaneously, like, all right, here's your line, and then he switched to the Shaggy voice.
Well, I mean, he probably wouldn't today with digital recording, but back in the day with analog, I wonder if he might have. I don't know. Might have saved some time. And we're going to talk about it later, but the performance turned in by Daphne, the voice acting performance, was pretty bad. But we'll come to that.
Okay.
It's small wonder that she left, that actress left after this season and never returned. But
you know, I look forward to hearing your take on it.
Yes.
Okay, so now they find Johnny Sands, and he tells them this
tied up
story, yeah. And, well, we have a clip for that.
Okay, let's pause and play this clip of Johnny Sands talking to the gang about what happened with the Wax Phantom.
Come on, Johnny. The publicity stunt's over.
But it wasn't a publicity stunt.
Like, what's happening?
The lights went out, and all I can remember is the Wax Phantom.
Wax Phantom?
Yes. The station has been receiving threatening notes signed The Wax Phantom. Several years ago, the TV station had a wax figure maker named Grisby on a show, and then canceled him.
I remember.
Anyway, this eccentric old character swore revenge.
Like what?
He promised to bring to life one of his wax creations from the Wax Museum.
Like that big wax creep?
Yes, a Wax Phantom to destroy us all.
Okay. Great clip.
Great clip. Johnny Sands, kind of pretty calm for having been knocked out and tied up. He's a cool customer.
Oh, definitely.
He's in the dark. He's all tied up. And they walk in and, yeah, he's nonplussed.
Yeah. Interesting comment. And I've already forgotten if it was in the clip. But he says, Fred says, well, we better call the cops. And Johnny Sands says, no, we can't call the cops. The publicity would hurt the station. It's already in financial distress. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. There's a phantom that's haunting this TV show. That is fantastic publicity.
No publicity is bad publicity is what you're thinking.
Yeah, he says they're already going down.
Yeah, okay.
What do they got to lose? Say that... Who knows what'll happen on the next show? Maybe the Phantom. What?
Well, it might scare people because the Phantom's pretty scary.
Well, they don't have to have people come to the show. They can tune in, though.
It's a radio show. Yeah.
It was a TV show, right? Wasn't it TV?
And radio.
TV and radio, yeah. KLMN. All right, so the gang is on the case. They decide to, where do they decide to go?
They decide they want to go, well, because he tells them that there's this guy named Bear or Grizzy?
That's right. As we heard in the clip. Grisby.
A wax sculptor.
Oh, this is another line that cracked me up. Johnny Sands says, Grisby, we had him on the show. We booked him on the show, and then we bumped him. And Velma says, I remember. I'm like, what?
He had watched the episode.
Yeah, how do you remember that? He wasn't even on the show. Did they announce it? He says that he thinks it's Grisby who put a curse on the show that has basically summoned a giant wax figure and is scaring away the show in hopes of destroying it.
And so then they go meet Grisby, and he's kind of creepy looking, I gotta say.
He's definitely creepy looking. In fact, they don't even remark on how creepy looking he is. They just kind of enter this guy who looks... He looks like he's dead. It's his pale face and
I think the gray skin is pretty alarming. I would have turned and ran.
Well, Scooby and Shaggy were kind of scared.
And this is where this scene where they're at Grisby's house sort of dips into the supernatural. There's genuine like ghosts coming out of the the cauldron in his house. Yeah.
They never tell how he did that either.
No. And there's a mini ghost that Scooby opens a box and starts crying when he sees a mini ghost come out.
Which is kind of weird.
And then he sneezes it away. It's kind of funny.
So anyway, Grisby says, "Yeah, that's my phantom."
Admits right away, which I thought was a twist on the usual who is doing this.
Well, it's another red herring, but...
And why does he say that this is his phantom? Isn't that like saying he's bad?
Yeah, well, he's trying to curse the show.
Well, he brought him to life. Yeah, he said, I'm getting back at them for bumping me, basically.
Right. And doesn't he say my black magic is working?
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, interesting. That's a pretty clever idea. Like, not only... Usually they have two suspects, like a nice guy and a clearly evil guy who's not guilty.
So why just arrest that guy right away? Like, hey, that's what I couldn't figure out.
Well,
like,
we live in a world of where, you know, evidence and proof rule the day. So I would say...
You don't think an admission of guilt?
No. Okay. I could admit to robbing a bank. Should I go to jail?
Good point.
Without evidence, yes.
Excellent point.
Thank you. Okay, so in my notes, they basically leave after that, right?
Yeah, in the museum, and then Fred and Daphne go to the museum.
Meanwhile, Fred and Daphne are en route to the museum. Yeah.
Yeah, and Scooby and Shaggy are freaking out because it's in Velma, because they're like, uh-oh, the phantom is real.
Yeah, and here's where it takes a really bizarre twist.
Yeah.
When they're looking for clues. Is this the time when the room turns upside down?
That happens, I think, a little bit later.
I don't remember the room turning upside down. You mean when they fall into the pit?
They go through the trap door, I think.
Yeah.
And they...
And then there's exit doors.
All of a sudden, the room turns upside down, so like the chairs on the ceiling and the lamps on the ceiling.
I missed that.
That's later, though.
Oh, okay. But all right, well, let's back up a little bit, because first Fred and Daphne are outside the wax museum, and they try the door, and Daphne says, oh, the door's open. And Fred has no problem just waltzing right in. Counted. What's that?
They seem to break into houses all the time.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Or enter, let's say. I don't know if they break in.
It's certainly trespassing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. But the wax phantom's in there, so isn't he technically trespassing too?
Yes, but, you know, if everyone does it, that doesn't make it right. You guys really gotta understand what's right and wrong here. I hate to be lecturing you, but anyway.
I didn't know this was a moral show, but now I'm really picking up on some good life lessons.
That's
along
good.
With
That's part of, yeah. We like to impart that on each episode.
Yeah. It's working.
Good. So, yeah, I counted, and it took 8 seconds for Daphne to destroy one of the wax figures after they walk in. She immediately ruins the Frankenstein exhibit. Those things are expensive.
Why? How?
She stumbles into that Frankenstein exhibit.
Oh, yeah. That's so much money.
Did she just knock it over?
She knocks it over, and the arms are, like, the arms break and stuff.
That could be at least 1.5 million.
And then she gets a ghostly tap on the shoulder that's never... Is that explained?
Oh, that's Velma.
No. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Velma and Shaggy show up. The door's locked, but so they have to go through the window.
Yes.
They're kind of walking around, running, and they're also scared of the exhibits.
Yes, like Scoob and Shaggy thinks everything is real, but no.
Right.
And that's what they find. Don't they find the airline ticket at that point?
Yeah.
Well, first Velma gets a knock on the shoulder.
Right. Yeah, what do you guys make of that? Like, was it part of the exhibit?
And, of course, Velma says everything is part of the exhibit. She's like, it's just part of the exhibit.
Well, she didn't say that was part of the exhibit.
No, she... Yeah.
Have you guys noticed the all the villains laugh? They have an evil laugh, a scary laugh.
Yes.
As opposed to being like angry or, you know, like I want, you know, I'm trying to scare you. It's the laugh. Everybody's having a good time with the chuckle.
Well, yeah, I think it works in some cases. Like in this one, Grisby's clearly insane. So I think he's laughing because he's kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's psychotic.
But if you go back to the Snow Ghost, he was just innkeeper, and laughing, cackling for no reason. Yeah, but there's a lot of laughing in Scooby.
Oh, definitely. I mean, sometimes it's to scare people, definitely. You know, or sometimes it can help.
Wasn't it both at this time, Nick? Kind of scary. Like, I'm so happy that my black magic is working.
Right.
Okay, so then they bump into the wax phantom. Then they, you know, they get split up, and Scooby and Shaggy just randomly get a fruit bowl.
Yeah. But it's wax free, right? They discovered.
Yes. Yeah, it was just wax food. And then Velma, Fred, and Daphne, they go into this trap door, and what does Velma say? Velma says some crazy line that's like, so, like, why did you... Bad acting. Bad voice acting.
Oh, no, it was Daphne. So here's... Did you say Daphne?
I said Velma.
No, it was Daphne's voice acting in this one. She goes, well, now we're stuck in the... We're trapped in this pit forever, or something like that. Like, the Wax Phantom has us trapped here. And it's just the flattest delivery. I wish I had recorded it.
Here.
Yeah, Daphne, yeah, I don't know what happened here, but the voice acting was really, really tragic stuff. Okay, so...
It's tough when you only get 3 lines per episode, too.
Yeah, she's kind of meant to be boring, so maybe that's the problem. I mean, Velma really was the centerpiece of this episode.
Yes, she was center. And do you notice how Daphne stands every time? It's like she's posing.
Yeah.
Watch, her hands are on her hips, and she's kind of tilted, like, as if somebody's watching her.
And she gets, kind of bizarre close-ups in this one, like... anyway, yeah. Okay.
We should really start moving on.
Let's move on.
So now they find the airline. I think so.
Actually, the airline ticket was before the trapdoor, but they find the cat. They go in the trapdoor into this pit, and they immediately find the money, which really makes me wonder why the villain would trap them in a place where the money is.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of a big clue.
Right.
Like, now this phantom is stealing money. You know, and it never gets told why he has that big money.
Well, yeah, actually it is. They stole it from the station.
Oh.
Yeah. Embezzled it. So he's stealing from his own. Well, we'll not to spoil it. But.
Yeah.
Don't reveal it. Yeah, that was close. but yeah, that's when, and then they actually hear, when they're down there, they hear Scooby and Shaggy kind of groaning or moaning or something, right?
Right. And so the gang reunites. It's actually, they're groaning inside of a sarcophagus?
Yeah, yes. And for a second I thought they were, hypnotized or something.
Yeah. Why would a wax museum have a empty
sarcophagus?
With a mummy. Yeah.
With no mummy.
The upside down room? No, but okay. You have to suspend disbelief.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's not real.
Okay, can we finally get to the airline ticket?
Yeah, what's up with the airline ticket?
Well, it's to Southwestern. South America.
Yeah, right. And Fred says, South America. I know I'm picking on the voice actors in this episode, but...
really kind of trashing Daphne, who...
Well, Fred's delivery wasn't great either.
Well, to be honest, I kind of was rude to the Scoob Velma. Gina Rodriguez. Remember, went up against her.
That's a deep pull. Okay, so they find this. What's the significance of the airline ticket? I can't remember.
I guess that this person is trying to get out of town.
Right. He's going to steal
the money and leave, yeah.
South America. That's great.
Oh, my God. And why? And of course, that's why he couldn't leave. He forgot his airline ticket.
What an idiot. I mean, he left the airline ticket. The money is easily found.
Oh, my God. This guy's an idiot.
Total clown. All right. So, cut to the gang reunites, and the Wax Phantom chases them around to... another Scooby-Doo song.
Yeah, and they go to the upside-down room again.
Right.
They already went. Okay, and this song's kind of... we'll get into it.
Yeah, what'd you think of Sister Mary Sunshine? Or is it Sunshine or Sunlight?
I don't know. I think.
I thought both songs in an upcoming episode, The Haunted House, and this one, were completely misplaced. They're good songs, but they're kind of... happy songs while people are being chased and threatened, you know, with terrible things. They might get murdered, and there's this Sunshine song. I don't get it. It didn't work for me. What about you, Nick?
Oh, it worked great for me.
Really? Why'd you like it?
I just think it makes it more fun. I mean, aren't they sometimes trying to make Scooby, or always, I swear, try and make it a comedy, so.
There are a lot of gags happening during the chasing. Yes, intermixed with attempted murder, there are gags like, they go to a wall and paint the wall black to make it look like a door.
Yeah.
And he slams into the door or something like
and
that.
And don't we have a clip? We do have. We'll play it at the end.
Let's take a quick listen. Oh, you want to do a quick listen to the music? Or should we play it at the end?
We'll just play it at the end.
Okay. Yeah, Sister Mary Sunlight. She's all right with me. That's how it goes.
Completely unrelated. I'm sorry. I'm not saying the song was not good. I'm saying it was just didn't fit.
Well, do you not know what the show is? It's a comedy mystery.
No, I get your point, though. It can be a lighthearted song, but why? It's almost love. It's almost a love song.
Yeah. I wouldn't play that if I were. Yeah, I get that it's a comedy.
Yeah.
But there's also anger, isn't there? I mean, they're running away from.
To me,
they're
really a hippy dippy. I've said this before, but the hippy dippy music, it was their choice. We're talking, you know,
1970s.
Yeah, probably written in 1969, summer love type stuff. A lot of groovy in this episode, by the way. But, you know, other than that, Scooby-Doo isn't super dated. Do you guys think so?
No.
The groovy is very dated. The music is dated. But other than that, I think it kind of holds up.
It holds up. There's some references to 70s stuff, but yeah.
Yeah.
It worked.
So now, let's see. After the chase... fortunately captures
Scooby and Shaggy.
Yeah, I almost butchered.
You
must
said Skaggy.
Shooby.
Okay, so they get trapped and they go up on this conveyor belt. This guy is gonna kill them. I mean,
he's gonna dump them in wax. Yeah,
dump them in hot wax.
I thought I wish I could hear a love song right now as they're going up the conveyor belt. And here's where I think you guys are going to eat a little crow, because who saves them from the conveyor belt going up and then dumping them into the hot wax?
Daphne falling.
Yeah, yeah, danger-prone Daphne literally just tumbles out of an open window for no reason. Yeah. She's waving and loses her balance.
Can't we try to get their attention?
Or she's like, hey, I want to see if they're coming.
And she does something that ridiculous in the, it was at the Haunted House one? Or no, that was one we've already done.
No, it was the, I don't remember which one, but it was really bad.
It was spastic, and yet she grabbed on and held on to a wire mid-fall.
Oh, yeah, and I'm just surprised she didn't get, broke her back or something, or her leg.
Yeah, no, she was pretty athletic to grab that wire, so she was okay. And then that reversed the, not treadmill, what do you call it? The conveyor belt.
Conveyor belt, and yeah. And Fred freaks out, like, it's going the other way. Why was Fred freaking out that the conveyor belt was going the other way?
Yeah, that was a good thing.
He was kind of saying, like, we got to get down there and help them. And is this when they start the plan? Is this when Fred tells them the plan?
And this is the first time we hear him, one of the first times we hear him talk about the trap.
Really?
It's the end of season. Well, I guess they do that a lot.
End of season two.
I guess, they kind of do it a lot, I guess.
He said, here's my plan.
Oh, you mean normally they cut away?
Yeah, like, so here's my plan, and then they cut away.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, right.
And he's describing the plan, and he said, okay, you guys are going to stand here. Velma, well, you'll be here. Daphne will be on lookout. I don't know why Velma was behind the door, but, and then they would lure the Phantom in with Scooby and Shaggy. And what I thought was funny about this is Shaggy, who's always kind of wisecracking, he says, hey, what's over there? And then they run away.
Yeah.
And Fred breaks the fourth wall, looks right into the camera.
Oh, really? I missed that.
Yeah. He looks right into the camera and says, well, I guess they fooled us. He took off. Like, they just destroyed his plan, but ended up
instead they bump into him and then the trap starts. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Before we wrap that up, I do want to note that Shaggy, as he's being conveyor belted to, I would assume, his death, is cracking jokes. You know?
He'll be asking him, do something?
I can't remember exactly what he says. Yeah, Scooby does say, do something. But even before that, Shaggy says, oh, you got to be kidding me. This is ridiculous. He's just like,
this is the oldest joke in the book.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he says.
Not this one.
Right. And you know, he was terrified of even going into an old house. And here he is facing certain boiling.
Boy, this is a really astute observation, Mike, because you're right. He can barely go into scary places, but here he's tied up with no chance of escaping, getting dropped in hot wax.
Supremely confident.
Smart aleck.
Cocky. Yeah.
Yeah. and what do you know, when they're doing the trap, Scooby and Shaggy are in the way and they get poured in hot wax.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And how did they not die from that? I mean,
that seems a little silly.
Have you ever poured wax on your leg?
Wait a minute. The Phantom was going to pour Scooby and Shaggy with wax already.
He was going to dump him into a vat of it. I think maybe it's different to pour it over your head. I don't know. But wax, it hurts, but would it kill you? Huh?
Some scalding would occur. Hot wax. All over your body.
Does it really burn? I don't know. We'll experiment. yeah, you're right.
I wouldn't do that at home, though, audience.
Yeah, kids, do not jump into a vat of boiling wax.
I know.
It's a life lesson. I'm kicking them off. This is so good.
All right, so they finally call the cops.
And we have a clip.
Let's find out who it is. Who is the Wax Phantom?
Yeah.
Roll tape.
Let's roll the tape.
Okay, Scoop?
No garbage cook.
Now, Mr. Wax Phantom, time to find out who you really are.
Hey, you're chipping them down to regular size.
Mr. Roger Stevens, the TV station manager.
And I wish you'd have minded your own business.
Okay,
Roger Stevens.
Mr. Stevens. What a surprise. I guess it's not.
Yeah, although it kind of makes you wonder how he was able to change so quickly into the wax figure costume when the lights went out. But
yeah.
Did you think it might be Johnny Sands, or was this a shock?
No, I thought it was Stevens.
Johnny Sands. I mean, but why would he tie himself up? That makes no sense. That would mean he would tie himself up. That doesn't make any sense.
Good
point. Yeah, you're right. You'd have to suspend disbelief on that one. Totally.
Oh well, I guess Grisby was supposed to be the other suspect.
Grisby.
But I didn't believe that for a second.
Oh, you weren't. I thought Grisby was. I thought, boom, nailed him.
Too obvious. Custom.
Well, sometimes it is pretty obvious. Sometimes.
Who's the most obvious villain?
Probably What the Hex is Going On. Remember that one?
Who was it in that one?
Remember? It was the uncle. He just turned old. I mean, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
I agree, Nick.
Yeah, you're right there. All right. So, should we do our ratings?
Yeah, I'm going to go first. I'm going to give this a 2 out of 5.
2 Scooby Snacks out of 5. Wow.
I'm poo-pooing this. So.
Looks like almost like you made that up right on the spot. But tell me why.
The reason is, I just didn't like the song very much.
The one you praised earlier?
Yeah. No, the song was okay.
Okay.
Okay, I just didn't like the Phantom. I thought it was too...
lumpy?
Too lumpy. I didn't like Grisby. Thought they were trying to make him too much like the Hermit of the Hills.
Okay. You're right, that's another guy who laughed a lot.
Thought Daphne was terrible. The trap was terrible. Some of Scooby and Shaggy's lines were awful. And I didn't think the turned up villain. I didn't like the person who was the villain.
Okay.
Well, so that's my proposal.
I'll go next. I'll say 2.3 Scooby Snacks out of 5. I'm with you on this one. I didn't mind the monster. I thought he was pretty cool. I kind of like the wax museum setting. That's a good idea. I kind of thought Johnny Sands was pretty cool. On the downside, the voice acting. I think it was at the end of season 2. Their contracts were coming to an end. I saw a lot of phoning it in, except for Velma and maybe Kasem. So, yeah, 2.3 for me. Sarah?
I would include Scooby on the... He came 100%.
He brought it. Yeah, he really brought it.
I would say 3 Scooby Snacks because it was the first time. I really like how they didn't stumble onto a mystery. It was, they were there, the lights go out, we have to do something. It wasn't I'm just going to go into a random house and see what's going on. So I like that. I like the build-up. And then when the room turned upside down, I just thought, no, I'm not digging this. It seemed plausible that somebody would be trying to hijack the station.
Yeah.
And like I said before, the song was, that Nick loved so much was awful. So, I go 3 out of 5.
I thought I should have mentioned the pit was pretty lame too.
Yes.
Not only did it have a... secret panel where the money was revealed, but there was a panel in the middle of the floor that opened the door. I mean, maybe it wasn't designed to be to trap people, but if it was, it was
very stupid,
very very weak.
Yes, and I do agree with what was I going to agree with?
The music, what Sarah said?
Yeah, you said something about, I don't know, I don't remember.
What your last point was.
That it seemed realistic that they were in the situation.
No, it was a bad point that you made that you didn't like.
Oh, the upside down room?
Yes, the upside down room. I just think they're trying to go too much on that, way too much.
They literally crawled from the floor to the ceiling, and they were crawling on the ceiling upside down.
Yeah.
What the heck?
That makes no sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is a good episode.
Yes, thank you, Sarah, for joining us once again. I know earlier we did Haunted House mix-up. that was an earlier episode. And I enjoyed our chat in that one.
Yeah, and we were going to take a hiatus, kind of, because we just don't know what our next show...
That's right.
Sorry,
this is the
we
last
had to recap.
Season.
We had to recap.
Yeah, I love it, by the way, when in the Haunted House episode when Sarah made that hilarious reference to Popeye. That was good. Anyway... so this wraps up season two, right?
Yeah.
We'll do a special final episode talking about some of the highlights of season two.
Okay. Hope you enjoyed this episode and see you guys during the recap.